Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me to Romans, the first chapter, please. Romans chapter 1. The last time I was with you, we were talking about living by faith. Anybody interested in that?
Yes.
Living by faith. And I believe we're not done with that. We need to continue in it for a bit. And one of our main texts was here in Romans, the first chapter. Romans 1 and 15. He said, "So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also," ready to preach. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Those made alive in Christ, made right in Christ, live how?
By faith.
By faith. Now that has not changed. That's not going to change. This is how those who walk with God walk. It is the only way you can walk with God. There is no other way. Hebrews 11, you remember, says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Not challenging, not difficult, impossible. That means no matter what kind of prayer you pray, if you didn't pray it in faith, it didn't please Him. No matter what kind of offering you gave, if you didn't do it in faith, I don't care how big the amount was, it didn't please Him. No matter what kind of works you did, if you didn't do it in faith. So we certainly want to know about faith, don't we? Elsewise, we could be doing things in vain. Listen to the Amplified of this 17th verse. "In the gospel, a righteousness which God ascribes is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith." Somebody say, from faith to faith. The Bible talks about in Romans prophesying according to your proportion of faith, or serving or ministering according to your proportion of faith. Everything we do according to where our faith is right now. As our faith develops, we can do better. We can do more. Oh, come on, can you see this? We can receive more, we can minister more, we can receive His vision more. Looking back over Phyllis and my walk with the Lord for the past, whatever it is, 30 some years, 5 years, I see progression. There are things He did not show us the third year of ministry that He had planned for us because our faith was not at the place to receive it. It would have just seemed too big to us. It would have just been overwhelming to us. We'd have just, I would have been, Phyllis and I would have been 18. We got married young, 18. And we were going to church and God was dealing with me, but at that point I didn't know I was called to the ministry. I was going to be a fighter, if you can imagine that. And I was training hard and I was willing to go to other countries to train and learn. And I was going to be a full contact fighter. But I loved the Lord and I had influences for God in my life. And one night I had begun to draw closer to the Lord and pray more. And anytime you do that, He's going to start talking to you. Is that right? About His plan, about what He, one of the reasons why some folks say, well, you know, I never heard anything like that. Well, you got to get quiet and you got to spend some time with him and draw near to him. And he began to deal with me one night about pastoring. Now, I didn't even know I was called. So this is quite a shock for me. And the only thing I knew about was a little church that we had in our local area there. I mean, a very small little local church. And yet I didn't sleep any that night. I lay awake. I thought, I can't do that. I don't know anything about the scriptures. I don't know anything about prayer. I don't know anything about how to pastor a church. And I tossed and I turned and it troubled me. And when the sun was coming up, and I'm laying there all distressed. And the Lord spoke to my heart. I don't mean I heard a voice out here, but inside me. He said, son, don't be concerned. By the time you get to it, I'll have you ready. Amen. And I didn't know he was talking about 25 years. If I could have realized that, I could have thought, hey, no need in losing sleep tonight, man. I mean, right? You ain't even going to have to look at this for another 25 years. But I didn't know that. Well, why wouldn't the Lord tell you that? He purposely doesn't tell you some of these things, because if you saw it all, it wouldn't take faith. It doesn't take as much faith if you know it's 25 years away than if you don't know but what it's tomorrow afternoon. Come on, can you see this? But he didn't show us some things in those early years that I come to see now. He had planned for us all along, but he feeds it to you as your faith is able to receive it. Amen. And so his righteousness, his right things, his right ways, his right plan is revealed to us. How? From faith to faith. And the more faith we develop, the more he can show us. If you say, well, he's not showing me much, you just got your answer right now. Let your faith rise up. Amen. Like I said, when Phyllis and I were 18, we got a hold of the first teaching we had ever heard on faith and changed our lives. And we were just word addicts for a couple of years there. I mean, from the time we'd get in from work, we'd sit down in our little trailer house on our little plastic couch with a tape player that was about that big. Anybody remember them, you know, battery operated, and sit there and listen and take notes. And nobody else that we knew was doing that. Nobody. I'm sure there were some people around we didn't know about, but nobody we knew. And I didn't realize it. But what the Lord was doing was getting faith in us. Amen. He was getting, because he was about to tell us that he wanted us to leave family, leave home, go to Oklahoma, go to Bible school. And if he'd have told us right then, we'd have thought, no, can't do it. We can't do it. In fact, I don't know, a few months into this, I had gotten some books from Kenneth Hagin's ministry and got his magazine. And on one of the covers in the springtime, it was a picture of the graduating class of Rhema Bible Training Center. And they were all dressed in their red robes, and it was just a very nice picture on the front cover. I looked at that and I thought, man, that's nice. We're just little country folks out in the boonies, you know. And a thought crossed my mind, what if you did that? It just crossed my mind like that. What if you did that? You're a part of that. You went there. You graduated that school. And I thought immediately, no, 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 no. And I just cast it aside. Didn't think about it again for a year and a half. Why? Why? My faith wasn't at the place that I could believe that that could happen to me. I believed it happened to them. I'm seeing it. Right? But me, I mean, no money, never been anywhere, never done anything, don't seem to know much. I mean, it just seemed impossible. And that's how it seems to you when you have no faith. It seems undoable, unreachable. Not because it's unreachable, because with God, oh, come somebody help me with this now. With God, all things are possible. And what about to him that believes? All things are possible to him or her that believes. So is it impossible? Not to those that believe. But if you don't believe it, to you it is impossible. God could do it easily if you believed. And what I believe we should get into tonight is what if your faith's not there? What if it does seem impossible to you? How do you get from there to saying, yes, I believe? Let me tell you something me and Mike did all these past month. I can do all things. Am I right, Mike? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You couldn't have taken a bat to us and made us say we can't. We're not going to say we can't. I can do. What is that? I say, what is that? That's simple faith. Not I can't do it, because sometimes it looked like you couldn't do it. It felt like you couldn't do it. But that's not what the scripture doesn't say, I can't do it. I said, the scriptures don't say, I can't do it. What does it say? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, and I can. Oh, somebody say, I can. What will unbelief say? I can't. There's no way. No, yeah, but you don't know. I can't. I don't know. There's no way. There's no how. I don't know. I don't know. I can't. I can't. I can't. That's not true. You could if you believed. And so there's no need in the Lord showing us great things that he has planned if all we're going to do is wilt and say, I can't. I can't. Now, this is not isolated to a few cases. When the Lord appeared to Moses in a burning bush, and he said, come, I'm calling you, I'm going to send you to Pharaoh. What'd he say? I can't. I can't. I can't even talk plain. I mean, you don't want me. And besides that, they got my picture at the post office down there. I'm a wanted man. I can't go back to Egypt. They will throw me in jail or worse. I mean, no, I can't. And the Lord looked at Moses and said, that's why I like you. You're so humble. Is that what he said?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me